One's a vegan. The other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak with Samaria and Smokehouse. Rant Radio Talk.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
Welcome to Rant Speak. It's Sunday night, and you've all collected in the IRC once again. And people listening that aren't in the IRC. How are you doing tonight? 1 week away from Hallows Eve. It's Rant Speak number 33, and it's October 24th. And, I was a little busy this week, so I didn't get as many readers' emails as I wanted in there. So I went to a stag party this weekend, so I was occupied all weekend, so I didn't get a lot of stuff done, but there's lots of news stories to discuss with you guys this evening, and of course, phone calls at the end of the show. So, let's get into the show and give Smokey a call. Let's see if he is around. Load up Skype, and you can talk to Skype. You can talk to us, sorry. You can talk to us at the end of the show on Skype. Download it, skype.com. And you can type in Rant Radio for the name. And if everybody wants to wish Sean Kennedy happy birthday. It was yesterday, October 23rd. So let's dial up. Ooh, better get my microphone on this time, because every time I always forget, and it sounds like I'm in another room to him. Just one second. Okay, here we go. Let's call Smokey. See if I've turned down the music a little bit. There we go. Love that ringing sound. Smokey? What the hell? What's going on? Everything looks like it's set up correctly. Smokey? I think Sean's 31. Everybody in the IRC wondering how old he is. I believe he is the same age as me. Smokey. I don't know if he's hearing me. If you can hear me, type into the IRC. Say, I can hear you. Because I cannot hear you at all. Let me just turn on the music, see if there's anything. No. Not even static. Okay. So, we will, there we go. IRC. Yes, he can hear me. So, I'm gonna, I'll just let it keep going until I hear you talk. So I'll just put that in the background, and we will go into the IRC and see who is with us tonight. And a whole bunch of unvoiced people. Oh, look at those poor unvoiced people. Let's give them a voice so they can speak as well and see what they have to say. Red Maiden, Glow Stick, Gluco Archive, K16, Crano, MST3K, Spyco, Psychofish, Echo Low Gaff. The Grey Ghost. Who else is talking? Jip Cat. Prophet Purden, who got robbed at gunpoint this week. Alright, Purden. Smokey's going to be with us in a little bit, we hope. So, I will, Smokey, if you can hear me right now, I'm going to hang up on you, and you give me a call when you think maybe you have it sorted out, and I will be able to answer it, because you are the only person on the line. So I'm going to hang up for just now, just in case there's, well, nobody's complaining of lag, but I will do that just in case. So there you go. Oh, that's the people in the IRC, and to get into the IRC, you go to rantradio.com and click, oh, that sounded like a DJ there, that was awful. Go to rantradio.com and click on chat on the left-hand side. Swig of juice there. And you can chat at the same time and see what everybody is saying. And you can go to also our webpage, RantSpeak webpage, and take a look at that. And you can download all the archives there. And you can also send in your mugshots to us, to info@rantradio.com. And I got a couple this week that I need to put up. And I think I've probably got enough now that I could probably put a whole bunch up. Let me turn up the music a little bit. There we go. Nice, soft, light background there. Prophet Purton says, do you have pictures of the Rant meetup? Up, up, up. No, I do not have them up yet. I should put up a whole bunch of pictures. I have video caps and stuff from other Rant meets. I think I'll start a collection of, like, maybe the best picture of the Rant meetup, because I don't want to have a huge collection of pictures all over the place. Because that is a lot of maintenance, and I've already got enough on my plate. Oh, what the fuck? I closed Skype down. Oops. I was supposed to just hang up on Smokey, not close Skype down. That was foolish. Indeed foolish. There we go. Sorry about that, Smokey. You can help us out also if you have some bandwidth that we can help, that you can help us mirror the station with. And this is bandwidth where you can install Shoutcast on it, not storage. We've got lots of storage, people offering storage left, right, and center. Tons and tons of that. This is more back. This is more bandwidth. This is a lot of bandwidth. You have to be like at an ISP or at a school, or if you have a server parked already, and beware, it is a lot of bandwidth. But if you do have it and you can install Shoutcast on that, then message me, info@rantradio.com. And people are asking about patrolling. No, patrolling is not out. I'm going to try for next week. I can't promise anything, but it looks like my schedule is pretty free for next weekend, and I'm going to try. But, like, this weekend was just was way too busy. I was away the whole weekend, so I was not able to get to that. And there were some DNS issues with something that I was going to put up this week as well. But that did not come through, so that'll be there for next week, and hopefully patrolling for next week as well. And you could send in your news stories. News. We like news here on RantSpeak. And you know what kind of news I like if you've ever heard the show before. So send it to info@rantradio.com. And we need DJs. We always need DJs for the talk station, industrial station, punk station. We love live DJs rather than the rotation of all the old shows. It's better live. So if you are a DJ, if you know somebody who is a DJ, or if you even know a good show that maybe wants to be syndicated on Rant Radio, I just have to make sure that it has no commercials, because a lot of other, maybe next week, Psychofish, maybe. DJs. So if you know any cool shows out there that are already on the internet that maybe want to rebroadcast onto Rant Radio as well. No, Dark Atlas is not going up tonight. That was the DNS issues, unfortunately. It's all really awesome. Crano did an awesome job. And also, Kindling Boy did some write-ups for it. And I'll have that for next week. There's some DNS issues that I didn't know were there, but I do have to sort those out. So let's go to the listener's email. So take it away. Oh, what the hell? I don't have it. So here we go, Strong Bad, take it away.
1, 2, 3, 4. Email is awesome. Email is weird. Email is awesome. And email is weird. And I'll never forget the way it was, girl.
So we just have one email this week, because I was not able to write down a bunch of them. But I got lots of news. Don't worry about that. This is from Dark Ark Archville. It's actually from the it's from the forum, so you can all take a look at that and respond back if you like. Talent for the TV station. Good point, MST3K. TV station stuff. Yeah, if you know of any anything that would be cool that fits in with the TV rotation. I would like to stay away from political stuff as much as possible, because there's enough out there, enough other places airing political stuff. Of course, right now it's in the midst of a lot of political things. But just take a look at the TV station and the stuff that we have on there already. Dark Archival said, I recently listened to episode 53 of the Sean Kennedy radio show, where Sean posed the question, who's eating all the fucking chocolate? Which was just a hypothetical kind of thing. And he said, I've got one disturbing answer. A friend of mine works at Suncoast, the store for movie lovers, and he was telling me, I don't know why I put that in, and he was telling me the other day that they've been poisoning a lot of candy soon. They've been poisoning a lot of... They will be poisoning a lot of candy soon. After nearly choking on my drink, I asked him to elaborate. Yeah, I'd choke my drink too. Seems that it's company's policy to poison their unsold consumables. Poison. Oh my God. Last year, while working unusually late one night, the manager asked him and the other guy working there to help him gather up all the unsold Halloween candies. What? It's not even Halloween yet. Oh, last year. Okay. So it's going to happen very soon this year, in a week. My friend and the co-worker thought they were simply going to ship the candies back to the vendor, or perhaps even donate them to some local charity, orphanarium, or shelter. Well, that makes sense, because candies, well, especially hard candies, what's going to go wrong with them? Really. So... Oh no, the manager was out back with a bucket full of isopropyl rubbing alcohol. He instructed them to poke holes in all the plastic candy wrappers, dunk all the candies into the bucket, leave them there for 20 minutes, then fish them out and toss them into the dumpster. He predicted they'd be doing the same after this Halloween. Since the sell-by date has already passed, Suncoast cannot return the candies to the vendor to have them resold. Okay, these are past expiry date. Nor is it company policy to donate to charities. Well, okay. Well, if they're already past the to-sell date, it's probably dangerous to do that. So they simply throw away old candies away in order to discourage vagrants from stealing the discarded candy, which would lead to vagrants hanging around Suncoast stores in the hope of being the first to nab some free food. It's company policy to poison the candies. I hope they put them in something that says, these candies are poisoned. Jesus. Isopropyl alcohol is relatively cheap and easily obtained, and ingestion of it, as little as 20 milliliters of it, causes damage to the brain and central nervous system, kidneys, and liver. It breaks down into acetone, nail polish remover, by the time it reaches the kidneys. For similar reasons, unsold toys like those really nice Nightmare Before Christmas figures aren't given to charities, Orphanarium, Salvation Army either. They're taken out back and smashed to pieces with baseball bats and shovels. Well, isn't that nice of them to make sure that nobody else benefits from stuff that could be donated somewhere? So we're going to just give Smokey a call after I've have it ready. See if he's got his microphone.
Okay. Hello?
Smokey!
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yep, it's all good.
Oh, God damn it.
Was it the batteries?
No, I think my mixer's getting a short in it.
Oh, wow.
Which is not good.
Sometimes those are really hard to track down.
Which also makes no sense because the thing never moves.
And you never touch it, and every second week or third week something wacko happens.
Yeah.
And you, like, unplug everything and plug it back in, and then it was working, right?
Plus, like, for 10 minutes before the show, I fell, like, deathly ill.
Oh, my God.
Which also didn't help.
So that malaise comment, it's like, malaise alert, which means that you're sick.
Yes.
So that was very appropriate. Well, how you? Was it a headache or, like,
no.
run to the bathroom kind of thing?
It was run to the bathroom and almost didn't make it kind of thing.
Oh, God.
It was crawl to the bathroom because I can crawl faster than I can walk.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
I learned something very valuable today, because See, I tend to eat what I can find in the house. Right?
Yes.
And I've learned and that I don't care what the black community says.
Yeah.
Chicken and waffles don't go together.
Okay? I've never tried chicken and waffles. Chicken separately, waffles separately. I would think maybe, what do they... Do they usually go on the waffles, or is it two separate dishes?
It's just, I think they're on the same plate, but they just eat them, you know, together.
Oh.
So, and that's what we had, so that's what I ate.
And that's because, what's coming up. Or out.
Out.
Out, okay.
Out. Yeah, if we want to share that, out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I've seen it on TV, so it must be okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Apparently not.
Wow, so you know what to avoid in the future.
I mean, it's funny, but it's so horrific for me.
It's funny for radio, but not in person.
Well, no, because, you know, like, everybody else is like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom, I better go now. And it's me, it's like, that 10 feet can seem like 500 miles.
Yeah, you have to plan it beforehand, right?
Yes, because I can't cover ground quite that quickly.
You have to book time off work to go to the bathroom, right?
And I knew I was sick, and I'm like, I can do the show, it'll be okay. And then I'm like trying to fix the problem, and I'm like, uh-oh, no, I can't.
Oh, crap.
So I'm just going to have to wait until I'm done.
Well, luckily I had something to talk about, so
yeah,
I was able to get through a listener's email. But only one this week.
We're in only one email this week?
Well, I was busy all this weekend. I went to a stag party this weekend.
Oh, you did not. You had
I did.
You had somebody go in your place.
Yeah, I had my stand-in. You know, like Saddam Hussein has lookalikes. I've at least five lookalikes that I've counted that do things for me. Unfortunately, they don't go to work for me, so I'm not able to get, like, patrolling.
You're not allowed to go to a stag party. You don't drink. That's against the rules.
Well, you know what? That is true. I didn't drink. Everybody's going to berate me now. I know they are. I did have a shot, and I did have...
Of what?
Oh, what was it? Slippery nipple. It was told to me that's what it was, and it was actually pretty good.
You're a girl.
Yeah, it didn't have an umbrella, but...
yeah.
It was a shot.
Yeah,
shots are manly, aren't they?
Not that one.
Not that. That's probably why it tasted so good, right?
Yeah, not that one.
And I did have some raspberry vodka, too, and that was very
okay,
tasty.
That's okay.
Is that not girly?
That's allowed.
Okay. It didn't taste like alcohol.
No, vodka is allowed. It does.
Yay.
Flavored vodka is very trendy.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And we went to see the strippers beforehand, and... At noon.
That's okay.
Can you believe it? At noon. I didn't even think they were open that early, but apparently.
Oh, sure. Strip joints are open all the time. So, like, how do you guys give them money? That's what I want to know.
That, you know what? We talked about that after we went to the strip clubs, and we were thinking that it's really tough for strippers in Canada. Because the lowest denomination is a $5 bill.
And that's just too much money.
And that is too much money. And nobody was giving any money to them because you have to give a five or nothing.
You know what I would do? I would go to the currency exchange first.
That's not a bad idea. Get some American bills. That works. Of course, you'd have to be a very dedicated strip joint kind of visitor.
Yeah, but they would appreciate it because everyone likes American money.
Exactly. They'd be like, oh, what's this? American. All right.
Everybody hates us but loves our money.
That's right. The money's all good. Give me some of that green stuff, eh?
That's right. Of course, we're starting to put color in our money, too, so it's really weird.
They're slowly getting you used to colored money.
Yeah,
well, colored other than green, I guess.
Yeah, they're putting blue in the 20s now, and there's some gold in them, and it's just it's weird.
You might actually be able to tell them apart eventually, right?
Well, I can read, so that helps, too.
Yeah, that helps. But we have Monopoly money here in Canada and the rest of the world.
Yeah, it's funny because when I'm at the currency exchange, when I went, I'm like, this is really money, right? if I don't spend it, I can give it back and get my money back.
If they don't take it anywhere and it actually is, like, yeah.
Yeah. I purposely didn't spend all my Canadian money just to make sure I didn't get ripped off, you know, so I could get some of it back and leave with something.
That's probably a good idea.
But, yeah.
Although our dollar is coming up, so that's a little bit, not enough to make me go wow, but
no.
It's up quite a bit. But the strippers were very good, and of course in Canada they're allowed to strip to absolutely nothing.
Oh yeah, they can do that here too.
Oh really? I guess it's just some states they can't, like New York or some other ones.
It's a city thing, usually.
It's a city, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're not allowed to do anything like super crazy, but they're allowed to be completely nude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It depends. It depends on the place that you're in.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. So let's go to the news. Oh, do you have any DJs, new DJs?
No, I didn't add anyone this week on purpose, actually.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm caught up and I like it.
That's a nice feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean...
I wish I could get that feeling.
I'm kind of caught up. I just didn't feel like... You know, people always send me emails that I want a show. I'd like to make it much simpler, you know?
Yeah.
If you want a show, I'm going to tell you the same thing every time.
Yeah.
Just don't even ask me for a show. Just send me a demo on how to get a hold of you.
That's right.
That's it.
That simple.
Because if you ask me for a show, I'm going to say demo.
Yeah,
that's what I'll tell you.
One word answer. Demo.
Thank you.
Maybe demo, please. And
please?
Thank you. Yeah. Please demo.
Maybe please if I'm in a nice mood.
Yeah.
I did snap today.
Really? Is it in the IRC?
It was on Mark and Daryl. I lost my fucking mind.
In a good way?
I guess it would depend on how you take it.
Okay, amusing way for the listeners?
Probably, because they went on a break.
Okay.
And the break was like 15 minutes long.
That's a long break.
That's why I came...
Your microphone's all gone. It was getting quiet. Smokey! Can you type if you can still hear me? Because you are gone. Gone. It was kind of a quick fade out, if you can still hear me. It kind of fade, gone. So, I guess we'll hear about that rant after. I'll wait for something in the IRC from Smokey. So, The first news item, ads in video games set to rise.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, there you are.
That fucking mixer's dying, dude.
It doesn't run on batteries, does it?
No.
That's weird.
No, it's a nice one, man.
What did you do? I know. Yeah, that's right. It is a nice one. What did you do to just fix it right then?
I hit it.
The cure for all electronic devices.
I tapped it right on the meters.
Oh, wow.
And now it works again.
That's disturbing.
Yeah, that's not good.
Wow.
I can't afford a new one.
Yeah, that's weird. Well, hopefully it doesn't happen again. But
no, I know.
I predict it will, because it already kind of did twice. Kind of.
I want a new one, but I can't afford it.
Yeah. But yours is pretty good. If it worked, it's great, right? So it's exactly what you need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is exactly what I need, but I actually more need it to work.
Yes. Okay, well, do you want to continue on with the...
Oh.
Or is it kind of a non-event?
Well, I called up and I said, you know what? Shorten the breaks up. If you can't do a four-hour show, don't. I just called in and didn't even say hello. That's all I said. I was mad.
Oh, was it on the air?
Yeah, I didn't know it was, because you can't always tell when you're on the air or not.
Oh, that's right, because the break could be over, could not be over, because you're listening with a delay.
And I was actually upstairs eating my crappy food, which is another story, because for me, making food is a dilemma, because I can never seem to make it quick enough and get it to the table and still have it be hot, which is annoying.
You got to have a microwave at the table.
Yeah, and I didn't remember the phone number, so I had to go downstairs to get the phone number and make the call, and my food was cold, and I was pissed.
By that time, you're pissed no matter what.
Yeah, I'm like one song, okay, two, okay. Then he goes into like four, and I'm like, somebody's going to die.
They have a four-hour show, right? Is that a four-hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have got so mad if he wouldn't have known better, because we've had the discussion before.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you gotta shorten the brakes up. You got to shorten the brakes up. And I just called in and just fucking snapped.
Well, yeah, after saying it over and over again, I guess that's what happens.
But he's cool about it, because I called back later and we talked for a while, but it's just one of the, he's like, it's okay, I do know better than that.
Oh, well, that's good.
But I guess it probably was pretty funny if you heard it.
Yeah, for the listener. It's all about the listeners, really, right?
Because
yeah.
I've had a nasty week, which reminds me. I had a visitation to go to today, you know, because a friend of mine died.
Oh, right.
A visitation.
Oh.
And nobody came to pick me up.
To go so to
I,
it?
So I didn't get to go.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
Such is my life.
That's really, really upsetting, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you'll be able to do it at home then, I guess. And make your peace and stuff like that.
Yes, stuff like that.
Stuff like that.
And you wonder why I'm such an angry, angry little man.
Because the world is against you, right?
Seems like it.
Yeah.
Seems like it.
Okay.
Anyways, your news.
On to the news. Ads in video games set to rise. Advertising in video games is a lucrative playing ground for companies hoping to reach a captive audience who spend hours in front of titles. Some gamers say ads make games more realistic. Well, I guess so, if you live in the world of advertising, which we do. After a year of business, one UK company has announced it has reached more than 4 million people through its strategy of product placement in the booming games marketplace. In the next 18 months, it expects to reach almost 50 million. Adverts in games have been happening for some time, with the realization that 18 to 35-year-olds are watching less TV. Well, I remember advertisements in Commodore 64 days. And, like, California games and stuff like that.
Yeah, those games were cool, though. They were awesome.
They were very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
The concept is not entirely new, says Susan, academic and president for the not-for-profit organization Partners for Progress on the Digital Divide. First appearing in the late 1980s, well, there they are, when Marlboro banners were displayed in Sega's arcade auto racing games, they have proliferated several genres via cars, billboards, and clothing. Studies suggest that 30% of in-game adverts are recalled in the short term, and 15% are recalled after 5 months. And thus leads us to the new experience of online gaming, which is what this is all talking about, being able to update the ads with a second's notice. So,
yes,
advertising in games in general is it just bugs the hell out of me. You've already paid for the game. If they're going to give it away for free, then great.
No, I know how you feel about it, but I've always said I'll go for it if it makes it cheaper.
Yeah, and most people would agree with that, I think. Yeah,
because the games are awfully expensive.
They are. They're usually, well, in Canada, it's about the $60 price break.
Point. Yeah, and I mean the online games, you have to buy the game.
And then buy the game.
And then pay like $10 to $15 a month to play the goddamn thing.
So you're not done there. And some of these games, you buy them, and there is no single player. You have to pay again.
Yeah.
But I guess they usually build in like a month, right? A month of playing.
Yeah,
you know.
They'll give you a month free, but I'm not going to like rent a game for a month for $60.
I know.
Are you kidding me? No.
Yeah, and so they've got you. You have to pay more, or else I guess you could sell it to somebody else. I don't know. Some of them are wired so you can't sell it.
Yeah, that is true. But no, I'll take ads in games if it makes them cheaper.
Yeah, and I think most people would agree with you. But
that's my opinion. I know how you feel.
No ads anywhere! No.
See,
it's tacky.
But I have the ability that you don't have, which is to ignore things like that. I only take in the things I want, and the rest of it I just ignore.
Yeah. To me, it just makes me insane. It just makes me mad.
That's a short trip.
The trip to Insanityville?
For you, yes.
Yes, it's a short hop, skip, and a jump.
It doesn't take much.
No, it really doesn't.
I practice on you. You haven't figured that out yet.
Oh. Oh.
You've never figured out I've made you mad on purpose sometimes?
You know, I've suspected.
just to amuse myself?
I've suspected a couple times,
yeah.
But most of it's like, I don't know.
but I'll tell you this, and it's all, the last time was legitimate.
Okay.
You irritated me, seriously.
But we do that to each other. We do it quite well to each other.
You just shouldn't have said that, man. You just shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Well, that's all off-air stuff, but...
I know.
Yeah.
I can say it that way, though.
Yeah, innuendos. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Next next news story. Inventors rejoice. And I want this device. If anybody, like, they went to the webpage, it's gone. It's not there. If anybody has a link for this, if somebody can find this, please. Email me.
Now he can't find an ad and he's mad.
That's right. It's an anti-ad device. Oh, it's amazing. Inventor rejoices as TVs go dark. Sandy Lee's paper plate held nothing but... This is like a story because it's from Wired. Sandy Lee's paper plate held nothing but a crumpled napkin. His meal finished, he lingered. His unblinking eyes gazed at Sex and the City on a 15-inch color TV over the counters at Nazario's Pizza on 18th Street in San Francisco's Castro neighborhood Sunday evening. Plug, plug, plug. In the middle of a scene, the TV turned off. For 10 seconds, Lee kept looking, waiting, not blinking through his glasses. At last, he left his stool, trashed his plate, and emerged into the cool autumn night. Leaving, he passed 48-year-old Mitch Altman, who was twiddling a black matte plastic fob on his key chain. Altman's blue and purple hair reflected the pizza shop's neon as he was smiling excitedly.
I'm bored.
You're bored, yeah. Well, we just saved him several minutes of his life, he said. Lee agreed. He didn't care that the TV was gone, even though he had been watching the show. Altman's keychain fob was a TV be gone, a new universal remote that turns off any television.
That's going to get people in trouble.
Yes, it is. The device, which looks like an automobile remote, has just one button. When activated, it spends over a minute, flashing out 209 different codes to turn off televisions, the most popular brands first. Oh, my God.
That's going to get you kicked out of every establishment on the planet.
Oh, I want Sun so badly. Dude, so not, badly.
Okay, I'm going to explain this to you. You're not big enough to piss people off.
No, I'm not. But they'll never know. They'll never know. They can't tell.
You better hope.
I'll just be sitting at my table chuckling as all the TVs in the whole place turn off.
Yeah. You better sit close to a door.
Yeah, and run. They're like, that guy did it. He doesn't like sports. My dad phoned up today and asked me if I was following the baseball game, and I couldn't name the two teams playing.
Well, no, you couldn't. And my favorite team is in the World Series, the St. Louis Cardinals, and they're losing, and I'm angry, and it's just not funny.
It's pissing you off.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Because it's been 20 years, and, you know...
Isn't there another team that's been waiting even longer?
Oh, yeah, but I mean, screw them. I don't care. I don't care about them. Just me.
That's true. But this remote also turns on all televisions as well, which is
I find that funny that your dad would call you and ask you that, because you'd think, being your father, he would know you better than that by now.
He would. I don't know why he asked me that. Probably to amuse himself. I don't know.
Oh, okay. That could be. See, maybe your father's a lot like me. He it just could. Does things to amuse himself.
That's right. At my expense.
It's easy.
It is easy. It's easy to set me off. No time. You just got to know the buttons to press.
And there are very few.
Yes.
I know where all of them are.
Walmart wants $10 CDs.
Yes, they do. And I say thank you, Walmart, actually, which is very odd.
And yeah, and most people would. Biggest U.S. record retailer battles record labels over prices. And I say go for it. Great. It's their prerogative.
Yeah, but they do want to control everything, which is really fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Walmart wants every CD you buy to cost less than $10. And the nation's largest retailer, which moved $250 billion worth of goods last year, usually gets its way.
Yes, they do.
Yes. Suppliers who don't accede to Walmart's everyday low price mantra often find their products bounced from the chain stores, excluded from being sold to the 138 million people who shop at Walmart's store every week. In the past decade, Walmart has quietly emerged as the nation's biggest record store. Walmart now sells an estimated 1 out of every 5 major label albums.
But if I do actually buy a CD, I don't buy it at Walmart. And it's not because Walmart are, like, you know, hoarding bastards. It's just that they sell special versions
And sometimes you can't tell.
They have all these things cut out that they don't like.
That's right.
And it's not the way it was intended to be, so I won't buy it there.
Yeah, one more step of watering down of the album. Yeah. That's not really necessary.
No, and as far as their prices go, their CDs are cheaper, but their DVDs aren't.
Oh, really?
Most of their DVDs are priced higher than, like, your Best Buy or your Circuit City or whatever it is you guys have.
Yeah, we have Circuit City, Walmart. Yeah, I think we have all of them. They've invaded Canada. They've taken over.
Okay, it's not just Future Shop anymore?
No, not just Future. It used to be Future Shop and another one called A&B Sound. But
okay, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes those kind of stores get you in on one item or their reputation for having low prices, and people don't question it. And they just go in and go, no, well, this must be the lowest price. Right?
It must be lower, and it's not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get that a lot.
In the along with the other giant retailers, such as Best Buy and Target, Walmart willingly loses money selling CDs for less than $10. They buy most hit CDs from distributors for around $12. These companies use bargain CDs to lure customers to the store, hoping that they might also grab a boombox or DVD player while they are checking out the music deals.
Yeah. I know. I always go buy a new CD player when I go look at CDs.
Every time, like almost every second time I buy a new CD player.
And actually, sometimes you should, because they make them out of shit anymore.
Yeah, they do break down pretty quick.
Yeah.
Disposable consumables. That's the mantra.
Fill up the environment with plastic.
Mm-hmm. So what they're trying to do is get all the labels to drop all their prices one way or the other. Or
yeah,
guess
that's
what?
Gonna happen.
You're out of here. And if they don't, they're just not going to do. So right now they're playing a cat and mouse game where they're waiting for the first person to drop the price.
Yeah.
Because as soon as the first person drops it, they all have to drop the price.
I mean, they're going to play chicken with this till the end of time. Because they can mutually screw themselves.
Oh, for sure. Like,
because the record companies could say no, and then Walmart says, okay, we don't need it. But still, they'll lose a huge chunk of revenue by doing that.
Yeah, and that's in here as well. I think it makes up 3% of their revenue.
That's a lot more than you think.
Yeah, which seems like a lot. That is crazy. But it's interesting, at the end of the article, it actually has a breakdown of where the money goes. And I've never seen it put so plainly for, let's say,
really?
A $15.99 CD. 17 cents to the musicians' unions, 80 cents to packaging manufacturing, 82 cents to publishing royalties, 80 cents to retail profit, 90 cents to distribution, $1.60 to the artist, which they use to pay back their loans.
$1.60? They're lying. It's not even that much. The bullshit.
That's what I'm thinking, too. It's really not that much. Maybe for this specific one, but I think they pumped that up for this example.
They pumped that up by about 5 times.
I think so. I've heard way less than that. $1.70 for label profit. $2.40 for marketing and promotion, which I totally believe. $2.91 for label overhead. I don't know what that means. And retail overhead, $3.89.
Well, that means all the people that work for the label.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that means. That means, like, label operating costs is what that is.
Oh, yeah, because there's label profit and label overhead. Overhead's all the basic costs, and label profit's what they actually want to make. Yeah. Next one, Coke takes over parts of brain that Pepsi can't reach.
Okay, sure. I believe it.
The mind-altering power of advertising has been demonstrated in a remarkable study of the way in which brand recognition affects the workings of the human brain. A well-known label is so influential, says researchers, that it can alter consumers' perception of the product's taste. They believe the findings are particularly important given the role that sugared soft drinks have in the epidemic of childhood obesity and type 2 diabetes.
And they do. It's huge.
Oh, my God, yeah. Like, there's so much sugar in that stuff.
I know I'm fat, and I should be because of pop, and I can't kick it, and it's annoying.
It is a tough habit to kick, because it's just tasty, and there's this...
Damn, it's good.
And I know a lot of other people, all of my friends, have tried to kick pop, and when they do, they get massive headaches.
I don't get sick or nothing. It's just tough.
It's just tough, because it's tasty. Because
it's so damn good, you know?
So what they did is they put the two drinks in front of them, Coke and Pepsi, and they didn't tell them which was which, and they're like 50-50, right? They don't taste too much different. I mean, if you really, really know your colas, you can tell.
Well, I must be a geek because I can tell the difference between the two.
Yeah, and I know really hardcore pop drinkers can.
To me, there's a huge difference, and I won't plug which one I like better because we don't do that. But there is
that's
one
a personal opinion. You can go ahead.
I like Pepsi a lot better than Coke.
And I was always a Coke drinker, but I don't drink pop too much anymore. But if I do, I would ask for Coke.
I mean, I'm not like crazy to where I won't like drink the other one.
Yeah.
But if I have a choice, I'll pick Pepsi.
Yeah. And when they showed the labels, did it say? 3/4 of the tasters declared they preferred Coke. And
well, that's nice.
And they hooked it up to a brain scanning device, and they showed parts of the brain that, or did they? Maybe I'm making this shit up.
No, they're making this crap up.
Yeah.
This is bullshit. Coke can reach parts of the brain. Pepsi can't. Okay, sure, whatever.
Oh, there it is. Simply looking at the person's brain scan, the scientists were able to predict which soft drink the individual concerned was likely to prefer. We were stunned at how easy this was, Dr. Montag said. The ventral putamen, which is involved in reward-related learning, which was active when people drink Coke or Pepsi. This is expected as the brain treats a pleasant taste of sugared water as a reward.
Well, when you make something up, anything is easy.
That's right.
This was so easy to make up, and what's even better, we had got news people to cover it. This was so easy.
And even Rantspeak covered it.
God, we're such whores.
Yes, I know. I was iffy on reporting that one.
Uh-huh.
Next one. American passports get chipped. New U.S. passports will soon be read remotely at borders around the world thanks to embedded chips that will broadcast on command an individual's name, address, and digital photo to a computerized reader. State Department hopes to the addition of the chips, which employ radio frequency identification or RFID technology, will make passports more secure and harder to forge. I don't know about this more secure part, being able to get all this information by simply asking for it electronically anywhere.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
But then there's the flip side. You know, people that work in airports are usually stupid, which is a problem.
Yes.
So it goes both ways.
Yeah. Harder to duplicate, though. I'm sure it's not very easy to make RFIDs, but as soon as somebody is able to crack the code on them, it's very easy. The reason we're doing this is simply makes passports more secure. It's yet another layer of obscurity that I add in. beyond the security features we currently use to ensure the bearer is the person who was issued the passport originally. But civil libertarians and some technologists say the chips are actually a boon to identity thieves, stalkers, and commercial data collectors, since anyone with a proper reader can download the person's biographical information and photo from several feet away.
Why aren't our fingerprints good enough anymore? You know, they could use them for lots of stuff.
I know. They're unique. Unique enough. They're not as unique as an eye scan. But they're very, very, very unique.
Right.
Coupled with, like, a photo, of course, of yourself.
Yeah.
But they would still have to run those into a computer. And I don't know why they don't just have a bar tag on it rather than something they can read from a distance. Just have a barcode on the back. That's not quite as bad as RFID. And just blip it along, just like at the supermarket. Quick enough.
They just like to spend money and make stuff harder than it should be, I think.
And I think maybe these RFID places are lobbying everyone as it's the next new wave of things, and you have to get on it.
Yes. Hopefully our dumb politicians are just smart enough to realize that this is a bad thing.
It is a bad thing, and we'll tell you why. The other link that was posted from the Slashdot comments, this guy made a very valid point. The Terrorist Bomber's Dream, it was titled. RFID chips can be read from up to 50 feet away. Sure, most readers only work from a few inches, but there are some off-the-shelf equipment available for a moderate number of dollars, which a much, much greater range. So let's assume the RFID chips in the U.S. passports will be readable from a long way away. Doesn't matter if it's 10 feet, 20 feet, 50 feet. Let's say it's more than a few inches. What does this mean? It means that a bomber with a moderate budget could build a detonator for an explosive device which goes off when it detects the presence of an RFID chip.
Oh, good. Let's make this real easy and understandable so they hear us talking about it.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't actually need to read the chip. Let's assume the passport data is encrypted. It just needs to know it's there. Furthermore, it could count the number of unique RFIDs which are in a current range and only detonate the explosive when there are enough of them to be seen at the same time.
Well, see, did he include notes with this by chance with blueprints?
Unfortunately not, so you have to do a little bit of research there.
Not much.
Not too much, no. It could be planted days, weeks, months in advance, and it'd sit there until its batteries ran down waiting for the right moment to go off. The result is a bomb which only goes off when a sufficiently large density of American citizens is present.
Oh, that's the best time.
Because it's all going to be embedded in the passports, which every American citizen will be carrying on them in foreign countries. How about that twist on that? So hopefully somebody in the government reads this little comment or hears about it and maybe changes their mind really goddamn quick.
Wow. Yeah.
That's scary. That's some scary
stuff. It's bad on both sides because on one side there's the possibility, and on the other side we have the people completely explaining the possibility, therefore making the possibility unbelievably possible.
Yeah.
Because they have instructions now. Here's what you can do. Great.
But how do you warn of the dangers without warning of the dangers?
Yeah. I know. That's the hard part.
It is the hard part. It's the fence you gotta balance on it and decide which way you're gonna land, because if you don't say it, then only the terrorists know. Terrorists.
Yeah,
catchphrase. Only bad people know, right?
Yes.
And I would rather the people who are involved in this and have to be submitted, like all of our listeners, know about the dangers of this passport and maybe take a look at your passport and maybe disable the RFID inside it and go, I was keeping my back pocket. Maybe it got wrecked or something. So you may want to do some research on how to disable RFIDs, because it could be dangerous to you. And, you know, they can still use the old-fashioned way of looking at it.
Yeah, there is that. If they're smart enough to read, they can look at it.
Yeah.
I guess reporting on this isn't half as bad as, like, say, when they report on U.S. troop movements on the news during the war.
See, that's really dumb.
That pisses me off.
Here they are, right here. Anybody's... I know only Americans watch this, because they can't speak English. Wait.
Here's where they are, and here's where they're going, and here's what they're taking with them.
I guess they're so blazingly bold that they think that they have so much ammunition that nobody would stand up to them. Like, they're going there. I guess we just better surrender there.
No, it's not the military that does that. It's the fucking news does that. I mean, the military's gotten pissed off a few times. It's like, you need to stop saying this shit.
I guess the news corporation's like, oh, we're the first with the news. We better report it. Well, you're putting people's lives in jeopardy and danger.
Don't fucking talk about it. We'll let you watch and shoot it, but don't.
Yeah, put some delay on that.
Something.
A little delay after they've moved there or something. But
That's bad.
Like, if I was in the military and some news channel was falling behind me live with the camera and everybody could switch to CNN and watch if their town is being raided next and get
I'm
prepared.
I'm afraid I'd have to shoot the guy.
Yeah,
I'd be like, sir, you have to die in service of your country.
And that's giving reporters a bad name. Like, they won't want... Nobody will want reporters to report what is going on in the news. They don't want them to do it anyway right now.
Well, they don't now.
Yeah.
You know, they don't. And, I mean, if you're doing something that you don't want somebody else to report as well, this is another topic sort of, but don't take pictures of it. If you're doing something bad, don't take Polaroids. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, if you don't want to ever get caught, because I know all the criminals out there love recording their exploits somewhere.
Because we've had that problem, too.
Yeah.
Doing things we really shouldn't sometimes, and then, like, let's take pictures of that. Why?
Yeah. Just keep it in your memory or whatever, right? Don't be an idiot. And that's why they always get caught. Because criminals are the dumb.
And dumb is spelled wrong.
Yes. D-U-M.
D-U-M. T-E-H-D-U-M.
Ta-dum. Ta-dum. Ta-dum, ta-dum. This comes from indiemedia.org. This is the Perth section of it, Australia. Are you a terrorist by an Australian terrorist?
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, we're not in Australia terrorist, but maybe a terrorist. I'm sure this kind of stuff applies all over the place. The Law on Terror, edited from Newswire. Are you a terrorist? New terrorism laws. This is assuming that it's in Australia, because I've never heard of any of this this stuff around
here. I don't know.
Yeah. New terrorism laws have been recently pushed through in Parliament. Answer this 5-point quiz. Have you ever disagreed with any government policy and joined with others to express this by sending emails or phoning any politician, government department, or bureaucrat? Number two.
Should I actually answer these questions?
Well, for us, we can possibly assume yes for almost all of them. Because we air our political and political views on the station every week.
Yes, but there's a loophole.
Yes.
I've never emailed anyone about it or phoned them.
That's true. Neither have I in terms of like a government agency.
Yeah, I've thought, well, that sort of sucks, and kept it to myself sometimes, but I've never called somebody up and said, you know what, this fucking blows, and just went off about it. So
No, never done that. Mostly through the station. And other people can do it.
And that's not the phone. That's a loophole.
That's right. It's on the internet. It doesn't say internet there.
That's right.
Have you ever joined or been associated with the activities of a trade union, local protest group, or political or religious organizations? Well, we'll have to plead guilty on that. I would say this is a maybe local protest group or a political organization. It's not really political, but I guess depends on how you turn political.
Yeah. And if you really want to go past that, we did other stuff, too.
That's true, if you dig up dirt.
Question three now. We'll just move on past two and go right to three.
Have you ever participated in a nonviolent protest, rally, or strike?
No, because they're stupid.
Well, I did protest Tariff 22, so... But it's not against the government.
That's not a sign-waving protest. That's a letter-writing protest, which is okay.
That's true, yeah.
Have
you ever donated money, bought raffle tickets, or any other way supported an international, environment, political, or human rights organization such as Amnesty International or Greenpeace? Well, there have been some people who've donated to Rant Radio, which they could term as an international political organization. Or human rights, because we care about human rights as well.
I suppose they could.
Well, this is twisting the words.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever... provided any professional advice for any political or religious organization? Professional. Mm. We've never been paid, so
I don't... We've never been paid to talk, so no.
No, that would be a big no. If you reply yes to any of these questions, the government could brand you a terrorist using this legislation. The definition of terrorism includes actions which... made with the intention of advancing a political, religious, or ideological cause. So remember, kids out there, have no opinion and take your drugs. Take your Prozac.
Yeah. Prozac.
The Equilibrium movie, Prozium and Equilibrium.
Was that what they called it?
Yeah, they called it Prozium. I believe so. That was that drug that kept everyone at bay.
Yeah, now I gotta check it out. I don't remember what they called it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, but I can't be 100% certain. 95% certain. 95. So we'll skip the rest of that. This next one is kind of frightening to anybody who's going to be participating in this, who would willingly go into this. So, real life is now reflecting movies. In this case, permanent Big Brother Truman Show as contestants living in Mock Town until they die.
Please say that's not true, dude.
It's coming up.
Oh my, dude.
the TV show Big Brother is not very popular in Canada and the United States. I know that. It's very poorly watched. But in Europe, where they actually show nudity and things that actually happen and swearing and stuff.
I'd watch that then.
Yeah, it's really popular over there. Like, really, really popular.
Naked people? Hell yeah.
Oh yeah. German Big Brother contestants could stay on a new version of the show until they die. Television chiefs are planning a permanent purpose-built town in a dramatic twist to the reality show. It mirrors disturbingly the Jim Carrey movie The Truman Show, in which he played a man unaware he was living in a TV contest.
And I hate the movie too, it's stupid.
I enjoyed it. There's a big divide on that movie, I find.
I thought it was
an interesting concept.
Yeah, it was interesting. I guess I shouldn't say I hated it, I just thought it was lame.
Oh, yeah. I thought he did a pretty good job for a serious role. Yeah.
He did a good job. I just didn't like that movie. I like his stupid funny movies a lot better.
Yeah.
That's just me.
German viewers are already watching a year-long version of the reality show, but Endemol wanted to make it more permanent. It is thought the show, provisionally titled Big Brother Forever.
That's a catchy title.
That's a good one. They'll probably go with that because that's so good.
Are they sure that's not like an English translation of some really bad English translation?
It could be. It's a German show. It could be.
Yeah.
Could start as early as next year. Endemol.
That's just gross.
That is gross. Endemol spokesman said, "We cannot go into details. Nothing is certain yet, but the title, which is a working title, should tell you something." Asked if the show would go until the contestants died, she added, "That's the difficult part."
Yeah, you're going to keep it on TV for 30, 40, 50 years?
Yeah, wow. And what if you want out of it? Like, what, they shoot you?
And it's like, okay, they're building a town for this, right? How many people would that take to realistically fill a town?
And how bored would you get? Would you work at some job that means nothing? Like, these people's lives would mean nothing forever.
I mean, totally selling your life. It's ridiculous.
And for what? It would have to be an amazing, perfect town. I guess you're protected and cared for forever. It'd be good for slackers.
Yeah.
Slackers who don't care about anything.
There's no goal here, because I know that some people they get on reality TV because they have an agenda.
Yeah, there's money to be made at the end, and then you can go do what you want. Or fame.
Yeah, you might be able to pay up some fame and do some other things, but if you're locked in this the rest of your life, that's it.
there's nothing left.
Okay. That's just dumb.
There's nothing to go to afterwards. You're just in there. It would have to be amazing. I don't know what they could offer, but I'll be waiting with bated breath to see what those Germans are up to.
Oh, Big Brother Forever.
Big Brother Forever.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm sure they hired somebody to come up with that name.
Oh, for sure. A team of 10 people. Working day and night for a week.
Next.
Google steals Gates Spotlight. I don't know where they got this title from, but it does nothing to do with Bill Gates. Google has released is a new product that you install on your computer that searches your hard drive. It's like an advanced search. It's like Google, except for your personal computer.
Oh.
It's a great, interesting product. Let's see. The beta software lacks... It delivers faster than other hard drive search products like the $100 X1. He was amazed how it delivered even Boolean searches with only a tiny amount of the computer's resources. The beta software lacks many advanced features such as searching the text of PDF files, but Google certainly does not slow down one's computer. Without so much of a blip in speed, Google's personal search indexes the full text of all email messages, as well as web pages, Word, Excel, and PowerPoint files.
Interesting.
It also records the name of every picture, music, and movie file on board, and archives of exchanges using AOL Messenger.
Oh.
On the downside, there are immediate warnings from privacy advocates that users risk having information about what they have in their hard drives compromised. Although Google promises that the information will be shared without permission, it remains true that the search software will use this information to decide which ads are displayed in the browser.
They got to make money somehow.
That's right. So you download this browser application. It might be online or it might be local. It's probably local. And it displays ads based on what you're doing, searching your own hard drive.
Yeah.
Which is kind of scary. Say you were searching for a personal email from your girlfriend or boyfriend.
Right.
And
yes.
All of a sudden it comes up with these send flowers or whatever.
Yeah.
It's extremely disturbing that.
And
it has to go to the internet. That information that you typed has to go to the internet for them to figure out which ads to send to you.
Yeah, that's very strange. It's a cool idea, but the whole sending it to the internet thing bothers me.
Yeah. If they could find some other way of making money from this product, maybe it sounds like a great thing. It indexes your hard drive, and just as fast as Google can find web pages, it'll find stuff in your hard drive. I know I hate waiting for the searches from the built-in one.
It takes forever. It pisses me off.
Especially when you've got like 6 hard drives over 4 computers and you don't know where you put it. And
I've got like half a terabyte worth of stuff and I can't find a goddamn thing. It's horrible.
Exactly. It gets way out of hand. Way out of hand.
It's amazing though. My hat's off to Google because they're making a shitload of money.
Oh yeah.
I just want to know how, because I heard like their stock just doubled or something, and they're making billions of dollars.
Gobs and gobs of money. Well, they make a lot on the ads. That's where most of their revenue comes from.
That must be it, because they're not really doing anything. It's a search engine. It's really good, but I mean...
What are they doing, right?
Yeah.
Well, they develop a lot of stuff. And one of the things that they... Well, obviously, this is what they're getting into. And another thing that they also do is provide in-house search engines, just like this, but for companies.
Okay.
So that you can find files within the company or find information. And also, they're getting into Gmail, which also displays ads. And what I am predicting... And I've heard a lot of hints here and there being dropped in online articles, is what they're probably working towards is a complete operating system online.
Ooh.
Where you don't have an operating system at all. No hard drive on your computer, nothing. You boot to Google.
You boot to the internet, which I don't want.
You boot to the internet. And Google would store all your files. They've already got a gig for you, all ready to go. And you would run online applications to process Word documents or whatever, word processing documents and spreadsheets and stuff like that. And I see the internet going this way, or just everything going this way, because it brings down costs on computers.
Yes, well, like they need to come down any more than they have.
And
computers are really cheap right now. You can buy a computer for nothing.
Yeah, almost. Like, comparatively to eons ago, they're dirt cheap. Dirt cheap. You can get so much power for nothing. And, most people underuse their computers already.
Yeah, they do. You can get a decent computer in the States now for like $300-$400.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. You know, $300-$400, you plunk it down, you're getting everything. Monitor included.
The printer and the monitor, and that pisses me off because I'm one that tries to sell computers, and there's no way I can touch that.
No, it's so hard. You try and tell them like that's kind of a crappy computer using crappy components, but
it's like mine's better. I built it with my own two little crippled hands,
and it's hard to convince them because they go for price. They don't care, right?
Right. Yeah.
Indie media servers mysteriously reappear. Remember we reported that last week?
Or a couple weeks ago, whatever it was.
Yeah. And they're back again. Rackspace Managed Hosting, the San Antonio-based company that manages 2 indie media servers seized by the U.S. government last Thursday, said yesterday the servers have been returned and now are available to go back online. Immediate access to the server, which hosts Indie Media's internet radio station and more than 20 Indie Media websites, will be delayed so the EFF can ensure the servers are secure and take steps to preserve evidence for further legal actions. Now the servers have been returned, the question still remains. Who took them, and under what authority?
And why?
Citing a gag order, Rackspace would not comment on what happened in both the original seizures of the servers and the return. This baffles me. This boggles my mind.
No, something's going on that we just don't know about, man. We never will. And the conspiracy theorists are going to love it, because it's going to be one of those things that's just going to go on and on and on.
Oh, it will. Like, I can't believe that this can happen in this day and age. Well, I guess I can, because it's getting worse. That somebody can take your computer, take it for a while, and return it, and you don't know who. You don't even know who took it. And you can't find out who took it.
I'd be dusting that motherfucker for prints right now.
Damn right.
I know some people, you know, it's not a problem.
Like, I would... I don't know what's preventing them. They're probably going through other legal means rather than this petty means, but I would file for theft. Like, just go for the simple stuff. Like, somebody stole my server, and it was gone.
Right.
I want the police to investigate, and you'd be able to start doing something about it. But obviously, they're going for the bigger fish to fry, right?
Yeah, there's something in the middle that's missing that we don't know.
Yeah, they may... Like, EFF... The indie media is pretty forward about it. Like, if you read their webpage, it's quite quite candid. They're not typing up something in some press release. It's like somebody took our server. We don't know where it went. But I think, of course, they're probably withholding stuff so they can bring a case against whoever they're trying to get bring a case against. So that just frightens me. That there's something out there that could come to your house and take your computer in the middle of the night and trash your house, maybe.
Yeah.
And you'd never know who took it. And mysteriously, it's your computer's all bashed up and returned in the rain sitting outside the next day. And you have no case against anyone.
I sleep in the same room with my computers, so I know where my children are at all times.
That's probably a good idea.
Yes, and pretty much all of my stuff is backed up. So if somebody bashes up my crap, okay.
Yeah. Even better idea. Yeah, it's like, take it, I've still got it. Somewhere that you don't know, right?
I have piles of DVDs everywhere. Go ahead, take it. I have insurance. I want a new computer anyway. Beat the crap out of it.
Yeah, there you go.
Have a ball. And if you come into my room, I'm going to see your face. So, guess what? You're screwed.
Exactly. Next one. Hundreds register without waiting for the Bloomfield Flu Lottery. This is straight out of a book somewhere.
Here I go.
I cannot... Like, Smokey urged me to put this one in. And
as an American citizen, I would like to apologize to the rest of the world for us being such fags about the flu. Holy crap. I swear to God, dude. If I was to get the flu and be on my deathbed from the flu, my grandfather, who was the toughest motherfucker on the planet, would come back to Earth and kick my ass. just for being sick with the flu. He'd be, like, beating my ass while I'm dying with the flu, saying, you can get better and I'll stop beating your ass, or if you die, I will kick your ass for all eternity in the afterlife. That's the way it would be.
Oh, yeah.
I swear to God.
Seemingly we're all pansies nowadays. Is there, like...
It is.
Amazingly new strains coming out that weren't killing people before? I guess so, right?
I mean, my grandpa had so many strokes. I think he had a stroke when there was nothing good to watch on TV because he was bored.
Just because, yeah.
He was a badass. He'd fall down, he'd break 7 ribs, and he'd just go to bed.
Wow.
And us were like, I'm not making
that
up.
That's what it seems like. You hear all these stories from eons ago, and everybody like, and they're so outrageous, and you're like, oh my God.
That's a true story, though. I'm not making that up.
He broke his ribs and went to bed.
The poor guy fell off a ladder, broke like 7 ribs, and he just walked in the house and went to bed. And they said that's probably what brought his cancer on, because he was a heavy smoker.
Oh, wow.
And when he broke his ribs, it knocked out his immune system, you know, because it's bad.
Oh, yeah, kind of.
And they said that's probably what finally brought the cancer on.
Wow.
But, I mean, to break that many ribs And you know,
And
he never had a flu shot, and this is the funny part. When he would get sick, you know, or like get a cold or something, you know that Vicks vapor rub you put on your chest?
He
wouldn't put it on his chest. Guess what he would do?
He'd boil up some water and put it in a tea.
He'd just put a spoonful in his mouth and eat it.
Oh, that would clear up your sinuses quick. Hurry,
Badass. And here we have like these 25-year-old kids going, I need my flu vaccine because I might get sick.
Yeah, I've never had a flu vaccine, but I'm incredibly healthy. I get like one cold a year, so I'm an alien. In fact, I'm a gray, and I'm immune to your human viruses.
Yeah, it's really weird too because I don't get the flu that often, but when I do, it's bad.
Oh, wow.
And it's really weird about the flu shot is you're getting the flu. It gives you the flu.
It does. They're giving you a little bit of the flu.
In an effort to avoid it.
They're trying to build up your immune system against
which is weird because if I get a flu shot, I am dead sick within 10 minutes.
Really? That quick?
Yeah, but I don't get the flu that often.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not one to go and get the flu shot because I might get sick. So I'll get sick now to avoid it later. No, that's stupid.
That's ass backwards there.
I'm all about giving it to babies because they're babies.
it's survival of the fittest, you know.
And super, super old people. But if you're like 30 or you don't need a fucking flu shot.
Yeah, survive long enough, right?
My cousin got one when I lived in Missouri. He's like 5 years younger than I am. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
He's like, well, I don't want to get sick. I'm like, you're a moron. There's nothing wrong with you.
Uh-huh.
And in this day and age, in 2004, if you die of the flu, you deserve to die because you're weak stock.
You are weak stock. We gotta cull some of the herd here because there's just too many people, and to protecting the weak too much.
It's like the Oregon Trail. Like you're gonna be driving along, and like James has typhoid.
Oh darn! Lost another. Yeah. That's hilarious. Oh,
it's ridiculous. Now we have a lottery for fucking flu shot.
Yeah, Red Maiden says it has something to do with my diet, why I don't get sick. No, before I was vegetarian, I didn't get sick either. So
no.
I'd like to take credit for that because of the vegetarianism, but I can't. I can't.
I have a bad stomach, but I don't get sick a lot.
Well, that's really lucky.
Yeah.
A lot of people get sick. There's just a normal amount of times that people seem to get sick throughout the year. It just happens. That's why work hands out like you get 7 days sick this year because we know everyone gets sick 7 days of the year.
I don't get sick because I refuse to. I'll feel a cold coming on. I'll be like, I don't want it. I'm not getting sick. And there's a simple trick. If you don't want to get a cold or get the flu, here's what you do. Take lots of vitamin C and wash your hands.
That's good. Because your immune system is down at that time, possibly, and brings on other things. Yeah.
If you want to avoid getting sick, just wash your hands. Because
maybe that's
crap
the key. I wash my hands a lot, so
that's probably it.
It could be. Well, we could theorize forever.
Yes.
The lottery for the flu. Hundreds of people, some using canes and others in wheelchairs. Registers.
Not me.
No, not Smokey. He's fine at home. Registered Thursday for a lottery that aims to distribute 300 doses of flu vaccine to senior citizens and others with heightened risks of complications from influenza. I remembered getting the flu quite a number of years ago. For some reason, I had not gotten the shot. And oh, that was bad, says William, who's 84, who registered at the local fire station. If I got the flu now, I might not make it through.
Oh, that's another thing, too.
Yeah.
They say, well, why aren't these companies making the flu vaccine?
Yeah.
Well, because the flu vaccine can actually kill you.
Yeah, you have to be really careful.
That's why a lot of companies don't want to do it, because they don't want to get sued.
Yeah, so only the brave companies who have a lot of insurance out the wazoo do it.
Yes.
The mayor of the town said he conceived of the lottery after becoming concerned that frail elderly constituents would be forced to wait outside in long lines and harsh weather if vaccinations were given as originally planned on a first-come, first-served basis. About 8,000 senior citizens live in Bloomfield, a community of 7,000 near Newark. So there's not enough flu vaccines to go around.
People are stealing them, too. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that one.
People are stealing vials of the flu vaccine.
Oh,
this
wow.
This is insane.
That is insane.
This is insane. People are stealing them. But I guess on the good side, I saw on the news the Chicago Bears football team.
Yeah.
They gave all theirs back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they gave them all back. They're like, we could use them, but we don't really need them. They used like two or three of them and gave the rest of them back.
Oh, well, that's nice of them.
Which I guess is nice.
Yeah.
But everybody else is just being an asshole.
It's mine. Give me my vaccine.
Yeah. They're completely getting upset about the flu, and everybody missed this story. I don't have the link.
Yeah.
But they found the plague in a squirrel in Colorado. I don't know how.
In a squirrel. How did they capture this squirrel?
But the fucking squirrel had the plague. I mean, the disease that wiped out Europe.
Wow.
And this fucking squirrel.
Let me try and find that.
Which freaks me out because I eat squirrels.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Squirrel is a game animal. You can eat it.
Well, yeah. Well, I guess it's fine. Yeah.
It's normal in these
parts. Is it good eatings around them parts?
Yes, yeah, it is, actually. It's cheaper, too.
Well, yeah, they're running everywhere, the buggers, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I'm like, do I really want to keep eating squirrels? And you could ask, is squirrel like chicken? Yes, it is.
Oh. Is it? Oh, okay. Well, that's not too
bad,
then.
It's like dark meat chicken, I guess you would say.
Oh, wow. But there's not much on them. Like, you have to get a bunch of squirrels,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, you have to get a bunch of them. You get most of the meat off, like, the legs and stuff.
Little tiny squirrel legs.
There's some big squirrels out there, dude. You live in the city, you don't know. There's some big squirrels out there.
Wow. The plague has been confirmed in a squirrel on city's west side, and health officials launched a campaign to eradicate fleas that might transmit the disease to humans. Let me just post that in there.
Yeah.
Health department workers also distributed pamphlets on the disease Tuesday to about 750 homes within the half-mile spot where the infected squirrel was found. How's that? Get that at your doorstep. Warning, plague found in the area.
Oh, yeah.
They've been reporting dead squirrels in the area. That's why. Okay.
Yeah.
And so they were able to test why tons of dead squirrels.
Right.
That makes sense.
But squirrels bite. And like I said, some people eat them.
Oh, so yeah, like, that makes sense. And people feed them like nuts and stuff. They'll come right up to you, right?
Some will.
Yeah.
Actually, you have to be careful with the ones that do, because those are the ones that are usually sick.
Oh, wow. Time to open the phone lines, and I heard that Purdon actually got held up at gunpoint. So that might be...
Wow.
That might actually be interesting. So.
He's making it up.
Well...
He needs more reasons to call.
He might just be making it up. Let's see how... let's see if he can pull off the story.
I don't trust him anymore since he cheated us out of his mom.
Yeah, that was disappointing. He said, oh, yeah, my mom at this time, and then it didn't materialize. And
yeah, I get this all the time.
I don't think he has a mom. Purdon, how's it going? Purdon. Maybe he wasn't prepared.
Maybe not.
Because I kind of called him out of the blue there.
You're right, maybe he doesn't have a mom. Maybe he's like a test tube baby.
He could be. Check for a belly button. Purdon, you got a microphone plugged in yet? No? Okay, we'll come back to you. Who wants to phone in?
See, I have confirmation. War Games says squirrels are good.
Okay. It's just kind of unheard of around here. I've just never heard of it. I think the only time I saw that was on Jackass, I think, where Steve-O was eating a squirrel.
Well, I wouldn't pay attention to Steve-O.
Not really. He eats anything. Guess what I got the other day? I was talking at work about the Star Wars movies, right?
Yes.
And
did you buy them, the new ones?
No, I haven't actually.
Okay.
But I do have Star Wars on DVD in my hands. And these, I've been humming and hawing and looking for these ones for a long, long time. I don't know if you're aware, but the original Star Wars was released on Laserdisc.
Mm-hmm.
Without being altered. Unaltered.
Right.
Star Wars on Laserdisc, digital. Well, it's not really digital, but Laserdisc are very high quality.
Right.
And what somebody has done has transferred those to DVD.
That's very cool.
It is very cool. And they also transferred the commentary and made up a nice menu. So I've got all three Star Wars in my possession.
That's very cool.
Of an edition you can't buy anymore. That is very cool.
Yeah.
Yep, you can't get it. You can't get this edition.
I still have them on VHS. I transferred some of those to DVD, and they didn't come out too badly because I didn't watch the tapes that much.
Oh, cool.
So, but...
And these are with the widescreen?
Yeah.
Like, these are not special edition ones.
No.
These are pre-special edition versions, which I don't think they released in widescreen.
No, they didn't.
Except on Laserdisc.
No, they didn't.
And these are clean copies. Very cool. And I believe you can find a torrent out there for them, but they're of course very large.
That's what I'll do. I mean, I actually had the very first release of them on VHS too, but I'm like, I don't need it anymore. I'll just eBay them.
Yeah.
I'm getting rid of a lot of stuff. All my VHS tapes are going bye-bye.
Cuz realistically, how often do you watch them, right?
I don't.
Yeah, exactly. And
my sister puts things on eBay for me, and I'm waiting for her to do that because some moron will pay an ungodly amount of money for them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, and God knows I need money.
Yep, as we all do. I have a whole stack of eBay stuff I have to put online. I just haven't had the time.
Mm-hmm.
Glowstick wants to talk to us.
Okay.
I don't know if Purdon wanted to. Did he say anything in the IRC? I can't see him talking at all.
Oh,
hello?
Oh, breathy microphone guy.
Prank caller.
prank caller. Hey, Glowstick, how's it going?
Yeah, is my voice all right?
Yeah, it's fine now.
Oh. All right, I cleaned my room today, and I found $40.
Really? Is it your $40? I'm assuming it's your $40, right?
I think it's my friend's, actually, but that's not the point.
Okay.
Actually, it is, kind of. You all should clean your room. But
message from Glowstick. Clean your room, boys and girls.
It's a gratifying experience. I felt so spiritual and great.
It's fun to find money. The best time I ever found money was I went to a bar and I got like drunk, okay, which I'm prone to do, and I go outside and I found $40 in the street, which meant I left the bar with more money than I went in with, which is awesome.
It's like gambling for alcohol.
Yes, it was great.
That's hilarious.
I got to get drunk and make money at the same time.
Nice. So what's happening, Glowstick?
Oh, yeah, I noticed on the photos it said the photos are by Michael Moore.
Yes,
am
they
I
are.
Is it the left-wing guy, or...?
His name happens to be Michael Moore.
Oh, I just found that kind of funny.
And it's Sparky, and yeah. He's actually, he also films documentaries, and he likes Michael Moore, and he's met Michael Moore, and his little poster says,
yes,
to the real Michael Moore. It's quite funny.
Next week I'll have to review the movie I ordered.
I see, on, yes.
On the Fahrenheit 9/11. I ordered that on DVD. It's a counterattack movie for us conservatives. So
The lies, yes.
Yes, I'll have to check it out.
Very cool.
And I guess that could be the recommended media for next week. if I actually get the movie in time.
Because it is always good to get both sides of the story. And then, of
yes,
course, they'll both be both the extremes. And then you find a middle ground in what you believe, right?
There you go.
Right. That's on. A nice fence-sitting answer.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Glowstick?
Yeah, I was pretty smart. I guess I'm too mentally unstable to realize that on the Dalnet thing, when I was just registered for my name, okay, I don't put the brackets around my email.
Okay.
So I have to re-register, and I was wondering if you guys could just give me, both of you give me one word that's off the top of your head, and I'm going to combine them both into a name that I'm going to register under.
Pen.
Would you stop breathing in the microphone, or do you work
I'm
for the
sorry,
Weather
dude.
Channel?
My bad, man.
It's really gusty out here. It's blowing me all over the place.
Yeah. I can't see, man.
The hurricane's really picked up.
Yeah. So give him a random word from your room, I guess.
I wasn't even paying attention to what he was saying. That's how bold I was.
He just wants a word to make some... I don't even know what he's doing, but he wants a word.
He wants a word?
Yeah.
How about bother?
Bother. Bother pen. Pen bother. There you go. There's your two words.
No, I'm just kidding, dude. You're not bothering me.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and make pan bother because I don't have anything else. And also, I noticed you guys from the hurricane like a few seconds ago.
Uh-huh.
And my friend's dad works for like a landscaping company, and he was doing jobs down in Florida. He was like going over the coast, and he saw like dead bodies just floating out other people's houses.
Wow!
That's like really sick.
That's not very good at all.
Yeah, I know.
But I guess he's raking in the money as a landscaper.
Yeah.
on the upside.
Mm-hmm.
They still have this big story like how guys from Florida helped them out in the hurricane that was here in Virginia.
Yeah.
So everybody's jumping that whole, oh my God, they're such great people. And really, they're just, you know, to get the money.
Oh, yeah, they're out to get the money because they're getting paid, right?
Yeah.
Are they doing it for free, volunteering? Stop blowing into the microphone.
No, they're charging.
Of course.
Yeah. Breathe through your nose, dude. Yeah. Seriously.
I am. It's the mic that's so close because I broke my mic today.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll let you go on that for a bit, but.
Perm broke right. his too. That's why he didn't call. That's why we can't call him. His boyfriend broke.
Is that what he said?
Yep, you told me that.
Okay. Well, we're gonna let you go anyway.
All right.
So thanks for phoning in.
No problem. Bye.
Bye. Mouth breathers. Oh.
I'm a mouth breather, honestly, but I can sort of conceal it. I guess it comes with practice.
Yeah, so, it's a lot of pride. A lot of these people have never mm-hmm. recorded anything, been on the radio, so we forgive them for a couple calls, but after that, come on. Guys.
I guess I had a lot of training because there was a point in my life when I was younger I couldn't breathe through my nose at all.
Oh, okay.
I had to have surgery done to fix that little problem.
Oh, wow.
So now I just breathe through my mouth mostly all the time.
Yeah, that would be pretty serious surgery.
Well, I had to have, like, my adenoids and stuff removed when I was, like, 4.
Wow. What are adenoids?
Yeah.
What are adenoids?
I don't know.
But they're gone now.
I don't know. There's something in your nasal cavity or whatever, and they pull them out through your nose, and it's just...
Wow. isn't that what they do in the mummification process, except it's your brains and not your adenoids?
They might use them. Usually when they take your adenoids, I heard they take your tonsils out too, but they didn't do that to me.
Oh, okay.
I still have my tonsils.
So do I. Hopefully they never get infected or get destroyed.
I've been altered in many strange ways. Weird.
Very. We got Resonant who wants to call in here, so we'll hook him up on the three-way chat. Ringing. Oh, some guy named Perky. What the hell is that all about? Oh, he just wants voice. There you go, Perky. Oh, what the hell? I didn't go through. Let's try him again. Invite to conference. Resonant.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Oh, we're just doing a radio show. How are you doing tonight, Resonant?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. Thank God you guys started doing it earlier.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it.
It's working out pretty good, actually. I'm enjoying it. I get to go to bed at a decent hour. Smokey doesn't have to stay up as late. We get more listeners, it looks like. Look at that, 90 people in the IRC. Holy crap.
I usually would stay up as late, but I don't have to be... it's a lot easier to be funny now because I don't have to be quite as tired.
And you're not forced to stay up late. Like it's really good, yeah.
Yeah.
It's better all around, and yes, I gave in, and there we go, and everybody's happy now.
It's better for it's better for the programming anyway.
I think it is. I'm a lot more alert.
Straight hour.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
So we'll really appreciate it.
Yeah. No. So, sure. No problem.
Anyways, my little story is this week on Tuesday. My school has a really messed up schedule. They've got you go to school for four classes every other day. So you go for every day, but you only go to four of your classes, and then the next day you go to four of your classes, and the next day you go to the first set. So it's broken up into chunks.
Yeah.
And seniors only have to they only have to have five classes instead of eight. So you have three classes that you don't have to go to, right?
Right. That's what happened to me at my high school too, yeah.
Yeah. Now that's cool. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
But we also have a closed campus policy. So you can't leave campus if you go ahead.
That sucks.
Yeah,
we have that too.
Yeah.
So and that doesn't apply to seniors who are out for the day. Like you can come late and you can leave early if you're done. But like freshmen, sophomores, they can't leave early, or they can't go to lunch and then come back.
Oh.
For whatever reason, it's like a protection thing.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a liability issue. School's stupid. People can't take responsibility for themselves, etc.
Right.
So, why this pisses me off is because on Tuesday, we had what's called an extended lunch schedule. Now, my school is designed for about 1,000 students, and right now we have 2,500.
Whoa.
Holy crap, dude.
So yeah.
So who sits on your lap?
Yeah.
Is she cute?
Yeah, I wish. So normally there's two lunches, which kind of breaks up the group. So that it's not a complete madhouse.
Oh yeah.
But they like to do for on certain schedules, like once in a while for like school spirit and everything, they do this extended lunch. They add an extra 10 minutes to lunch and they put everyone out at once. Which just completely sucks. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it gets even better. When they do this, if you are a senior trying to get out of the parking lot, they will sit there and card every person leaving that parking lot. I sat in my car, unknowingly waiting for this, for half an hour.
Half an hour to get out of your parking lot?
Half an hour to get out of the parking lot.
To what end is this? Do they write down the names and write them when they come back in? Or what is this purpose to this checking everyone?
Okay, first off, at my high school, you're obligated to carry your school ID card with you at all times. Which...
Okay.
That's Orwellian in its own right.
Yeah.
But more importantly, it holds, it says if you're a senior or not. And so anyone going through there, anybody in the car, has to show their card.
Oh.
And if they're not if they're not a senior, then they can't leave campus.
Right.
Now, it's theoretically a good system. I'm pretty sure I could Photoshop a card in a few minutes. But they have to sit there and card everybody leaving. So it takes so long. So basically what they're doing is punishing me for other people being stupid and breaking the rules, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
you need fast lane set up or something.
Well, and yeah, they've only got one lane. They had two people checking cards. And they don't, like, have any warning, like, oh, by the way, have your cards ready when you get up. So he comes up to me and he's like, do you have your card on you? And I really, really, really wanted to be like, no, but I got the barcode on the back of my neck. Would you like to scan that?
Oh.
But I had to get home. I was already late because, like, I have work about an hour after I get out of school. So I have to be home. I have to get lunch in me first, and I have to actually get there. And I'm sitting there thinking, I've been sitting here for half an hour. Half an hour at minimum wage, plus the gas it costs for my car to run, is about $4.
Wow.
No. So they're spending more. The money wasted from every person sitting in that parking lot was probably enough to pay their paycheck for the week.
That is quite
just
a
on the people
that's
that were slowing down.
That's quite a waste. I would think that just attendance for classes would be able to.
Yeah.
Make sure everybody's and why would they have less liability for seniors than they do for juniors? Is there an age gap difference that at 15 or 16 you all of a sudden you're responsible for yourself more so?
Yeah.
I don't understand the system. It doesn't make any sense to me.
The problem is that when a student is on their on when a student is supposed to be at school, they're a liability of the school.
Right.
Like, even traveling
to the school.
Yeah, even traveling to the bus stop in the morning, they're a responsibility of the school. And for seniors, that responsibility ends at their last class. Now, for juniors, if they were the difference between seniors and juniors is if juniors go to lunch and then come back, if while they're off campus, they're still the school is still liable because they're supposed to be on campus.
Ah, so they're big babysitters then.
Yeah. Exactly. And so they're punishing me for other people's stupidity. Like, they're literally, you can put a monetary figure on how much they cost me in that half an hour. And
multiplied by how many times you have to do this during your school year.
Exactly. Now, fortunately, it's not very often.
Right.
But it's still, it's just terrible. And I went into my counselor two days after. And I walked in, and I literally, I had $4 in my hand, and I was like, do you want this? Can I just pay you now and actually leave? And he got a chuckle. He likes me, so it was fortunate. But that's kind of my way to hopefully flag the administration and go like, hey, you're literally costing me money.
Cool.
So
I'm really not one to comment on rules in high school because I could break them at will. So I'm not one really that can say one way or the other because I could come and go as I please at any time. So
I
don't really understand the plight that some of you guys have to go through.
Yeah.
Because I was
at my high school too. They didn't monitor it. Like, you just go out the front door, take off, drive away. There's no monitoring of anything. Like, and everything seemed to run okay back then.
No, I mean there was monitoring. I was just spoiled.
Oh, okay. Yeah, special privileges. He won't get far.
Well, no, I was sort of classified as an athlete because I helped the football team, so I'd get like free passes for everything.
Oh, nice!
God, that pisses me off to no end.
I could do it. I could do anything I wanted, short of setting the place on fire.
Oh, look at me! I can throw a ball. Oh, I can run in a circle. Oh, yeah, you get special privileges.
Yeah.
Oh, we can spend half our budget on sports. Great. My school has just as much physical space.
You set them off.
Spent. Yeah, spend
good,
for
good.
Sport than they as they do for classrooms. There's just as much, like, it's literal half and half. Now, you go to school to learn, and I'm good
That's
with
true.
PE. I'm good with PE, and I'm good with extracurricular sports, but extracurricular sports are extracurricular. And you don't devote as much time, money, and energy into extracurricular sports as you do into learning.
That's
just horrible.
But what I can tell you is this, from experience, the reason why there's so much emphasis put on football in schools is because football brings in a ton. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but football brings in a ton of money. I mean, a ton of money.
True.
People call, you know, baseball the America's pastime. That may be, but it doesn't bring in half the money football does.
Yeah.
Not even close. So
yeah,
when you're
that's so
when
unfortunate.
When you're bringing in the cash, they'll cut you some flack.
Yeah, too bad there's
basically
not like more math elites or something.
Yeah, no, but nobody pays to watch people with math hair.
No, not usually.
it just doesn't happen.
It was, this is going to sound like a gloat, but I started a programming class at my school. So I guess I shouldn't be complaining because we got a lot of special privileges for that.
You started a computer programming class?
Yeah, there was the only class we had that even compared to a programming class, it was an HTML class. And, like, okay. I learned more in 3 hours at my internship than I did through the entire year's class for Webmaster.
Now I feel bad for you, because when I was in high school in 1988, we had programming classes, okay, dude? That's horrible.
Yeah,
we had actual programming classes, too.
So I got together with some people, and we had a class. I've gotten some serious respect from people from this, because we have six students who are basically unsupervised programming for an entire period. And we get a grade for it at the end, and everyone's happy. We were in a couple of magazines, we were in the newspaper and everything, so it was pretty cool.
Nice.
We still don't get nearly as much coverage as the sports do, and, you know, think about that. The sports get all this coverage for, you know, basically, like, winning in a competition. It's like, yeah, but I made something that I could probably sell, you know? I'm actually doing something that can help people in the economy, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So, well, I guess Sporkhouse has a point with the whole football bringing in money thing.
Yeah.
And it is entertainment, you know? People do like to be entertained.
A lot. Okay, well, thanks for calling in. And we're going to go to...
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Good call. Okay, talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And Purden has scraped together a tin can, and he's ready to tell us his enthralling story of a gun shoved in his mouth.
Yeah, that always freaks people out when I tell them I'm a jock, because they don't believe it.
Like, no it's like, way, man.
Yes, I was. I rode the bus for years. I was there.
I was there, man. You weren't. Let's see if Purden got his shit together.
Test 1, 2.
Yeah, we're
one,
all
two.
Good. Hey, Purden, how's it going? Sounds actually pretty good.
Oh, yeah, damn it.
Better than last night.
Yeah, what happened? Tell us your horror story of violence and all that.
Hmm. Well, it's my... Sim, did you have that big, huge, freaky storm last night? Or yesterday with the lightning and all that?
No, it didn't reach over here. No, it must have been pretty localized. I don't remember that at all. Oh, and you know what? I wasn't here. I was up in Whistler, so that's why I didn't see
it. Well, there's lightning all around, and, well, it's my third shift alone at night. So around 9 o'clock, two guys come into the store, right? I should have known better because they look like robbers. Like, they had their face covered up and all that, but it was bloody cold out.
Okay, yeah.
So I was like, whatever. Anyways, the guy pulls out what I think was a gun, because he had a bag, right, and, well, the outline looks like a gun. He's like, give me the money. I'm like, okay. Pausing for a second, because I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
He's like, give me money, you got 3 seconds. So, I gave him the money, and then I asked the stupidest thing ever. Is there anything else for you? Because I'm so used to customer conditioning that when I get a normal customer, I'm supposed to go, is there anything else for you today?
Right.
Paper
plastic.
Do you have the insert loyalty card name here?
Did you?
And then I asked them if they had the loyalty card.
You did not.
Did you?
You're lying.
You're lying, Purden.
If you... Sim, read my live journal. I posted it. And
it didn't prove anything.
Yes. The Live Journal is quite the source of news, right up there with Fox and CNN.
Well,
okay, what happened? How did he respond? How did he respond? What did he say?
Oh, I gave him the 10s and 5s and 20s.
Yeah.
And all that. And then I phoned... After that, I was shocked for a couple minutes, and I phoned the manager.
No, what did he say? You asked him, is there anything else I can do for you?
Yeah,
what did he say?
Yeah, what did he say, man?
He said, give me the money.
No, okay. Well, I thought you gave him the money, then you said that.
Yeah.
No, I said as I was doing it because
I see.
It's my first robbery. I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do.
Well, read the manual.
At first,
yeah.
I was thinking about ducking them. Like, oh wait, what would that do?
Nothing. He'd reach around and shoot you on the ground.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He'd be already on the ground
so,
to save him half
the
his job.
And guess how nice my manager is. He told me to phone the assistant manager.
Okay. I'm busy. Phone
so he didn't
else.
Even come down. The assistant manager did.
Yeah.
She's like, which is the person I'm shooting the thing I'm doing with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she goes, are you okay? I'm like, I think so. She's like, do you need any time off? I'm like, no. It wasn't really that scary.
Uh-huh. You dumbass.
Well, yeah, I need time
she's
off.
She's a friend
I
of mine.
Money,
I can't
money.
Put her in that kind of situation. So basically, the tape is at the gas station. I'm not sure if the police officers picked it up yet or if the managers want to look at it first.
Right.
But as soon as the tape is all that, I'm going to ask the assistant manager if I could get it and try and do something with it.
That'd be funny. I'd love to see that. If you do get a hold of it, let me know.
We all
well,
want to see
it. It's on VHS. So.
That's easy.
Yeah. You can convert it quite easily. You had a video camera, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you just plug it in. Out of your VCR into the camera. You've got the hookup already.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If the camera has ins, not all of them do.
Yeah, this one did.
My video camera sucked. It doesn't even have FireWire.
It did. I showed you it had
no,
FireWire.
No, there isn't FireWire. I'll show you what that was, actually. I looked at that.
Is it USB?
Well, there was USB, but I swear that was a FireWire.
It was AV out you were looking at.
That's it.
Oh, I don't think so. No, that's not it. Oh,
and then there's a yellow hole, which I'm not sure what it's for.
That's the AV out. Yellow hole's AV out. I have it on my
camera.
Wait,
then what's DV then?
That's it. That's FireWire.
That's FireWire. DV's FireWire.
Yeah, go get a FireWire card. Yeah, very sure. Digital
yellow,
video, DV.
Yellow is video.
Yeah.
So
yellow's the triple one. You have to get a special connector.
Well, I'll look at that for tomorrow when I go buy my tickets for show kind of.
Post a link to your camera and we'll look at your stupid camera.
Oh, is brand of camera. Yeah. Just tell us what it. Just type it in the IRC
Sony
and people.
Sony Handycam. Okay.
Okay. Which one?
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Digitally.
I didn't say.
No,
I didn't,
no.
Well,
number, the model number. People will tell you all about it.
Mm-hmm.
Model number. I'll look up later, I guess.
Okay, yeah, post in the IRC. People will help you up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or I could just take it to the Sony store and, like, go, where's the FireWire?
I showed you the FireWire. It's the DVN. That's what it says.
Oh,
on
yeah.
I have a Sony camera.
Do you have a manual?
I have a manual in front. Actually, my manual sucks ass, seriously. I looked at it, and it doesn't show how to import to your computer.
Well, it's not going to.
It's not going to show you that. Yep.
They don't care about your computer.
No.
Yeah. Well, as you can see, I'm kind of new to the camera world, so.
Yeah.
I mean, you can import it with Windows Movie Maker if you have to. It's easy.
Yeah.
you can import it with that. It's okay to import it with that, but I wouldn't edit it.
You know how I've been importing it, Smokey? Is that, I was making BCDs, and it makes a temp file on my computer.
Uh-huh.
So I've been copying my temp file onto my hard drive.
This is
so much fun.
That's brilliant. Yeah, okay. Well, that's enough tech for Purden tonight. Help for Purden. So we will talk to you possibly next week.
Oh, yeah. Wait, one more thing.
Okay, make it good.
If anyone has the pictures for the rant meet, please IM me the link or send me the pictures.
Jibcat
might
have it. Oh, I just inflicted pain upon Jibcat, sorry. I have them, but I will put them up eventually.
All right, thanks.
Maybe this week. At least one of them will be up. The big crowd shot, anyway.
Oh, yeah. All right, thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oops. Poor Purden.
I swear to God, you can't make it any easier than that. It's like, give us the model number and we'll look it up on the internet.
I know, he's like,
I don't,
maybe later.
Don't strain yourself, dude.
I'm trying to help you, man. He's not even caring. And I told him, I was at the rant meet. Look, that's for FireWire. And he looked it up and he's looking at the wrong label. And oh my God.
I'm just jealous. It pisses me off because he's got a camera and it's him. And
I know. He's misusing it.
And I can't afford one, which really annoys me. So
undeserving. Well, he worked for it. He actually worked at his job and paid for it himself. So I don't fault him for having one, so it's cool.
No,
it's just you don't have the opportunity to do that.
That's right. You know that strip club job I had? I got screwed.
You didn't get anything?
Didn't get nothing. I got dumped and didn't get anything.
Crap. You got to look at some nude women, but that's about it.
I got some nude women and a used Xbox, but didn't get any money.
Xbox is not too bad, I guess.
Well, no, but we don't
Money's
live on
good.
The barter.
That's right.
I'd like the Xbox, you know, but we don't live on the barter system anymore. I can't.
Yeah.
Could I trade this for something?
Food.
No, I don't starve. It's not that.
No,
but
just,
I mean,
you don't get new stuff like.
Yeah, there's other stuff I might want to have once in a while.
Something more useful than the Xbox. I mean, you could sell it on eBay, but I guess you're enjoying the Xbox.
No, I totally like the Xbox, but I mean, money's nice too.
Yeah. One more call. We've got one more call from Australia. It's the Decoy. I don't know if we've talked to him before.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. This was passed on from Desert Runner. Decoy's not on the IRC, but Desert Runner said he is listening. His IRC is acting up.
Let's not ask him any questions about Australia, because...
That just killed the last
show.
I don't care.
I don't care about that at all.
Neither do I. I just don't care either. Decoy, how's it going?
Not too bad. Let me just turn the air conditioner off in the background.
Sure, and if you could turn up your microphone, too, or get a little bit closer to it, that would be
good.
Just
a little bit louder would be great.
Yep.
I was trying to avoid the mouth breathing.
Well, that's pretty good. That's good enough, I guess.
You're good.
Yeah. So what's happening on your side of the world there?
Not much. I've actually got a link I've been trying to sort of send in. I was going to send in a couple of weeks back when it was a bit more relevant, but we've already gone and re-elected our core political bastards over here, so election's already been and gone.
Right.
But we had a nice new religious zealotry party come into the mix this time around.
Yeah.
I'm just... Do you know about them, the Family First Party?
We have similar things like that.
I just forget
what they're called.
We have the Christian Heritage Party, and it sounds probably pretty close.
I forget what ours is called. It's something like that, though.
Oh, we've always had independent people for small parties, but this is a fairly big one that's just come up. I've just sent this link through to Desert Runner. He's going to repost it. They basically did like a how to vote card for bigots. You can kind of go through it and sort of there's a checklist where it basically works out if they're anti-gay marriage or anti-this or anti-that. These are the same people who would basically they've had some sort of like nasty quotes in the press where one of their people sort of said that he agreed that they should burn lesbians at the stake like witches. They're yet another person to think that they can apply a mandatory ISP filtering policy across the country.
Wonderful. You guys are already oppressed.
It's just
there,
the ISPs being lazy. It's just them letting the porn through.
Yeah, that's it. It's a simple matter, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they understand technology perfectly.
Anyway, I don't have much more to say. I've actually missed most of the show. I've been off getting my cat fixed up, so...
Oh. Cat fixed in a cat is sick way, or a cat is humping too much way?
No, I got Rodney Kinged by this big ass cat from next door.
Ooh, that sucks. That sucks.
Oh my god. Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks. Well, thanks for phoning in for that amusing tale.
All right.
And Desert Runner did post that in the IRC.
Could you do one favor for me before you go? One favor for me before you go.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, say no worries.
Say bastard one more time, please.
Bastard.
I love that. That is good. It's a nice little...
I like the way they say that. I don't know why.
It is good. It's got a nice ring to it there.
Bastard.
Bastard.
Well, I'm glad there's no dingo or kangaroo related content this week.
Thank God, that was horrible. You listened to that and cringed.
I warned Desert Runner about that. I said, man, I'm looking at these questions and this is going to last about 2 minutes, and then you're going to get sick of it, and they're going to get sick of it.
Now, see, I originally was going to protest. I was going to say, Sumerian, we shouldn't do this. And I figured he'd do the thing where he goes, oh, we're going to do it. It'll be fine. For some reason, I just thought you'd say that because you fight me on stuff like that. And they're like, we really shouldn't do this.
I might have given in on that time because they were pretty bad questions. They were really bad.
It was horrible.
It brought down because we did it right after the news.
Right.
And we
weren't doing that well anyway.
No, the first bit was the interview, which went, I thought, well, but we were having connection issues, and it was just not good.
almost the worst show ever.
Yeah, it is.
In that description, I missed the first half, so I obviously got the really bad version of the show. But yeah, now I'm having a bit of trouble catching it now, because even I've got to be like the one person who's going to complain about the time, the change of time, because it now means I have to like come up with all manner of insane excuses to come home from work early.
Oh, that's right. It's at 5 o'clock now, isn't it, for you guys?
Yeah, it used to be I could just take a bit early and get home in time for four, but for three, I had the cat today, but I'm not sure I'm going to swing for next week.
You know what? Screw everybody. It's too early. It's too late. Fuck off. All right?
Yeah, we can't please everyone, so we're just going to do our own thing, I guess.
I pretty much knew I was in the minority, so I just have my bitch and then shut up. So.
If you want to make up for it, dude, just start that Australian Rant Speak Street team. That's all you got to do, man.
That's right. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, we have a lot
Prime time entertainment. We'll be like Hasselhoff in Germany.
Big in Australia. We'll be huge. Monday nights in Australia.
That's right. I still say we should make up the T-shirts with the big character heads on it. That'd be awesome.
That'd be great. If somebody wants to design them, then we'll take a look at that.
That'd be very funny.
Excellent. Yes, Red Maiden, you ruined the show last week. There you go.
You dirty bastard.
He's the guy with the guy with the questions.
Yes, with the many, many dingo questions.
The many slightly barely changed from one question to the other.
And, you know, the bad part about that dingo question was it came from it's a reference to a Seinfeld episode where they kept asking if a dingo ate somebody's baby. That's where that came from.
Wow.
Which is really lame.
Yeah, that is lame. Especially just the reference. Oh, my God. Because it never happened. It happened once, maybe, and then they killed the dingo or whatever. As explained last week, and you can all check that out in the archives.
Well, it just amazes me because I'm sure coyotes and other animals, wild dogs of other countries have taken people, kids, babies, whatever. But
for sure.
It happened once here, and that's it.
And you're known forever.
They just assume we've got evil dogs as well, because it's like the spiders can kill you, the snakes can kill you, the jellyfish can kill you. Screw it, the dogs must kill them too.
That a land of evil.
Wherever you go, something.
Well, actually, with our current government, that's not far off. We're moving towards it.
Wow.
Anywhere you go, in whatever area you're in, something in that area can kill you. It doesn't really matter. Yeah, you know,
that's right. You just have to pick your poison.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to let you go so we can go to bed and all that kind of stuff. Thanks for phoning in. Excellent call.
Cool, guys. I'll catch you later.
You betcha.
All
later.
Right. Good bastard.
Stuff, bastard. Bastard. This chart's pretty good.
Yeah. Purden said he should Skype me unsuspectingly sometime.
Yeah, that's what you need, right?
Go ahead, because I just won't answer. And it's not personal. I just don't.
You don't want to have like a couple hour-long conversation with Purden about his firewire?
No, and I hope people don't think I'm being an asshole. Because I've had people ask me, "Hey, Smokey, can I Skype you for a while?" And I'd be like, "Why?"
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, I've seen that in the IRC.
What, you've seen people ask me that?
Yeah, it's like, how do I get a hold of Smokey or Skype Smokey or something? I remember that somewhere.
And it's like, it's not that I'm an asshole. It's just I'm not set up like you. My setup isn't quite as simple. Because when I have to do this show, I have to set things up. And to talk to you on Skype, I have to do the exact same thing.
Oh, no. Somebody caught my quote, meats of evil. What did I say? Dogs of evil? Dogs of evil.
I mean, it's not where, like, I just have a microphone plugged into my computer and
prep.
Just go. Yes, I have a bit more extensive setup than most people do. Mm. And I don't really mind talking to people if I know them and there's a reason.
Yeah.
But if somebody wants to just talk to me for fun and it's somebody I don't know.
Hey, Smokey, yeah. I heard your show thing. What's happening?
And I don't want that to sound insulting because I think it's really cool that people think I'm cool. And I'm even after all these years, I'm still coming to grips with that.
Yeah. Multiply that by like 100 or 1,000 and you'll know what Sean feels like.
Oh, I know. We've discussed that.
Yeah.
Because I've told him, I said, it's starting to happen for me now. He's like, oh, it'll get worse.
thank God they don't bother. Well, they bother me through the email, but, you know, that's what happens, right?
And I think I don't mind the emails. I'm not like Sean. If you want to email me, go ahead. Do it.
You'll read them.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. And I'll read them. I mean, some of them I might not answer, but I will read them.
Remember that. Smokehouse@rantradio.com.
Which nobody ever gets right. Which
no, they
is amazing.
Don't. What is it? It's not hard. It's his name at the station.com.
Yeah, I always get these forwards from Sim, and they say, "I want you to send this to Smokey." It's like
baffles
well,
me.
Fuck you! You send it to me, you bastard.
It's totally baffling how they don't get it. Like, it's obviously related to the show too.
It's like I'm the program director of the entire network. Okay.
It's not that hard.
I'm not living under some rock, and I'm not like Sean. I didn't go, I know how I'll be famous. I'll hide it under a rock. You know, I'm out there, man.
Yeah, he's there. He's in the IRC. He's everywhere.
I talk to everybody every day. And it's just like, I want to talk to you guys, but don't, like, ask to Skype me, all right? Because I'll be like, no.
That's the wrong way. Can I have phone sex with you, Smokey?
Well, if you're really cute and you're a girl, I'll think about it.
Send pictures.
But if you're like Purden or one of the furry guys, no.
No furry policy? You got a no furry policy?
No, I don't have a no furry policy, but if I don't know you...
But if it's a random furry, right? Yeah.
And after talking to Austin Wolfclaw, you know, I'm not going to do that.
As cool as he is.
Yes, as cool as he is. It's just a place where, you know, I don't mind being accessible,
yeah,
but I don't want to be that accessible. Because if I did, I'd never get anything done.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
I appreciate it, but no thanks.
Yep. Oh, Resonant, no, I didn't get your package. No. Because I said a couple weeks ago that if anybody wanted to send some stuff to Sean, obviously there is an address out there, but I suggested that send it through me. I don't know how Sean will react to that address, but I haven't gotten anything yet, so.
Actually, you can find it on the web, too. I'm not going to say what? How, but you
really?
Can. Oh, yeah, it's easy. Have you thought about it?
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, you're right. You can get it, but it's not out there completely.
He doesn't mind so much if you send him stuff. Just, you better know him if you show up at his house. And
oh, God. Yeah. Be careful. And also, I signed up this week. You can check in the IRC. I have a P.O. box. And it's in the contact, so
that's a good idea.
I had to pay for it, of course. Like it's like
yeah,
100,
but
120 a year, but it's so I can give it out freely, and I don't have
not
to
bad.
Be protective there or anything now. Anyway.
I have your home address anyway, so it doesn't really matter to me. But
that's right, and a lot of people out there too have it as well, and it's easy to find. But there it is; it's on the contact page. Makes it just a little bit easier to send stuff if you need to.
You can put mine up there too if you want. I don't care.
Sure. Like your real address?
No, I don't mind.
Okay.
I've never had a problem with it.
Okay.
Anything I've gotten in the mail from listeners has been really cool.
Oh, yeah, it usually is, because if you're going to take the time to send something, it usually is cool, because they put some effort into it.
It's like I've been getting Stuff Magazine and Maxim Magazine for like 3 years now.
Really?
From Templar Knight, and I've never once even gotten a bill for it.
Wow, nice.
So it's...
That's cool.
Oh, Candy just asked me if she could have phone sex with me.
Uh-oh, that's temptation there.
You're a minor, honey.
what age is she again? 17? 16?
16. She's a minor.
In your state, it's no good there?
I think you have to be 17 in my state.
Well, you can ask her when her birthday is. Didn't you just have her birthday? No.
I don't know.
It's legal in Canada. You better move up here.
We could call her and ask her.
Or maybe you can router call through Canada and it'll be legal.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That's what I need trailing me right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I was on the Mark and Daryl show, you know, and I've always joked about having a career in politics, and I'd be like, it lasts about 5 seconds.
they go through the archives and go, oh, never mind, yeah.
Because somebody dug this stuff up, and they'd be like, I could actually make it to, like, Speaker of the House. I'd be like 2 years in. I'd be like two.
They'd wait,
like,
wouldn't they? Yeah.
I'd be like 2 years into it. Like, did you say this about so and so? And I'd be like, Oh, no, that wasn't me.
That's Smokehouse, not Art. I'm Art. I don't know. He sounds like me. I don't know.
That's a totally different guy.
He's impersonating me. He's living his life through me.
Yeah, you don't talk like a Republican, sir. lies.
Lies. It's all lies. And you run out of the room.
Or just limp really fast. I wouldn't say run.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. Try and get away.
Or, you know, or of course, if we elect John Kerry, according to John Edwards, I'll walk again.
All right. He'll make it possible.
You heard that?
Cripples will walk. He will heal the blind and make the blind see and raise
John
the dead.
John Edwards, his VP running mate, said, and this is after Christopher Reeve died, he goes, if John Kerry is elected, people like Christopher Reeve will walk again.
Not Christopher Reeve. When was this statement said? Before or after?
Right after he died.
Oh, God.
And
good timing.
And not even, I mean, have nothing to do with him but myself.
Yeah.
As a handicapped individual, I find that unbearably offensive.
It's like, don't promise things that are pie-in-the-sky stuff. Like, do you have any hard proof? Then you can start talking. It's like, can I go into surgery or whatever tomorrow? No? Okay, I'll keep waiting.
And you know what? Even if I could, I don't know if I would.
Yeah, it depends how safe it is. Like, has 1,000 other people done it? Okay, sign me up.
I think if I did, though, it would also completely change who I am.
Well, it would.
And
like, even if it's something that is debilitating for somebody and they've lived their life like that and you change it, like the giving the blind sight, it changes who they are. They may not be able to function like they did before.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be like, oh, my God, this is a new, different world that is not right.
I actually wouldn't know what to do. It sounds really cocky, but I wouldn't know what to do with all the extra brain power that I'd have freed up. Because everything I do takes extra thought to get it done right. And if I didn't have to think about it anymore, I would just be like, right? I'd be like an idiot savant. I'd just be
You'd maybe
bad.
Get lazy, right? Everything's too easy now, right? You never know. You never know what kind of effects that could have. Well, we've fulfilled our 2-hour quota.
Yeah.
It's fun
just to ramble like that sometimes.
It is. Yeah.
I think that's why I like doing Mark and Daryl, because I don't have a format. I can just be angry.
Just generally angry at the world.
Uh-huh.
You're an angry little man.
I like doing that show because I can just relax and actually lay in bed and be on the radio.
You don't have to follow a format on their show, right? You don't have to.
I still wish I could do that. I still wish I could lay down and do this show.
Well, if you make it, like, if you can figure out a way, like.
I don't think I could, because I'm more comfortable being on the floor than I am in a chair.
I mean, I could post the links if you want. That's most of the requirements.
Yeah, but then I couldn't see the IRC or anything.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
It's just,
yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, that's enough for slowing down, but...
I'm a slug.
You're a slug.
Mm-hmm. We're done.
Are we done? We're spent?
I think so.
We're spent enough for another week? Okay, good.
Yeah, go mop off and go to bed.
Go wipe the brow and sponge off with a rag and a stick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
Well, we'll say, we'll get to the IRC. Let's, Trelane, Punk, Psycho Fish, Phineas, Crano, Purden, Red Maiden, Spyco, Rev Bukaki. Yeah.
I didn't need that.
No. Capone X, Crano, War Games, Barbed, Wireless.
Mm-hmm.
And that are the people talking. Those are the big active people in the IRC. So, that is it for this week. We will see you next week, which is Halloween. I don't know if I have anything planned special for the show. I don't know if I'll dress up. Nobody can see it anyway.
Yeah, we didn't talk about all the people wanting to move Halloween to another day because it's on Sunday this year. And all of a sudden people are pissed off about it.
Who? Who?
You ever heard this on the news?
No, what is that about?
I guess we got to talk.
Why would they be pissed? Because it's a religious day?
Yeah. I guess we got to talk a little bit more now. Yeah, there's all this stuff in the news right now where people are being really pissed for whatever reason, because Halloween's falling on a Sunday, and they think it's sacrilegious now. And it's fallen on many a Sunday.
It's happened lots of times. I would try and get them to prove that this is somehow sacrilegious, dressing up in costumes, and it's more commercial than anything, dressing up in costumes and getting candy. How does that go against any Christian beliefs whatsoever, any beliefs?
And then we have the other end of it, where, I don't know if you heard about this, but in Washington State, there's a push right now, I don't know if it's the whole state or just a town, to not have Halloween festivities because it offends Wiccans.
I didn't see that one. I saw the one where it disrupts classroom environments and they don't want to have parties and stuff like that. But I didn't see the Wiccan ones.
Yeah, they're afraid of offending Wiccans, and I'm like, fuck you. Have we gotten so PC in this country where we're worried about offending witches?
We're PC'd to death. You can't do anything now. It's ridiculous.
It is. I mean, this is the country we used to burn witches at the stake, and now we can't, like, dress up in costumes and give kids candy? Piss off.
I mean, get a life, people. Wiccans. Are they being pissed off, or are they just scared that they would piss them off?
I don't know.
I found Wiccans to be very, very tolerant people.
Yes, they are.
They're very nice. I know a bunch of Wiccans, and they're really nice. They're very easygoing. They're like, oh, whatever, live and let live.
I'm willing to bet that there's this group out there that's, you know, like neo-reactionary. And like, we have to find a cause.
Yeah.
Let's defend the Wiccans.
Get their name in the paper, right?
And the Wiccans don't care.
No,
but
they
don't. It's been on the news. And it's just stupid.
Yeah. Oh my god.
We're pussies. I hate that too.
Yep. And people give in to it. Oh, we can't offend anyone. And they give in right away.
I mean, people get mad at our government for being so mean. I think our government is being mean because they're making up for the fact that we're like a citizenship of pussies.
Oh, I like, you know, this. I like this comment. Psychofish says, Halloween lets the ugly people fit in one of the 365 days of the year.
Yeah, there is that.
Yeah, that's right. And get candy.
I like candy.
I like candy, too.
Oh, yes. Oh.
That's candy. Okay. Well, I
didn't start it that way, but it ended up that way.
It ended up that way. Well, it's always good there.
Mm-hmm.
I like candy as well. There you go.
Yes. We love candy.
Candy is good. Yes, I agree. Wholeheartedly. Okay, we're out of here.
Yep.
Check it out,
guys.
Okay, see you next week, and say goodbye, Smokey, and I'll play the outro.
Goodbye, Smokey.
Bye-bye.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.